And now,
the Joker and the Devil.
Starring
Jason.
He's romantic.
He's got real class, too.
He's full of shit.
Co-starring
the fat bastard, Steve.
I want that guy arrested, you understand?
On what grounds?
He assaulted me. Assault and battery.
He's rough. He's rugged. He's rough. Co-starring
Eric, did you speak?
He's dangerous.
Well, what did he do?
He attacked me.
How's that?
He's a daredevil. He's dynamite. 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 Here they are, there. And ready to
crack the shit out you.
In the yeah. comfort of your own living room.
We can open the show.
Still just as hot. What show? What show are you talking about?
Ellen DeGeneres.
We're going to open for them?
Yeah.
We'll be famous.
All right.
We'll be like Justin Bieber.
All right. Right. Eric, you do it. You enter the show.
What's that?
The show that we're on? Ellen DeGeneres show?
Oh. Welcome to the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Degenerate Eric. Show?
Degenerate? What is it? Degenerous, right? Ellen DeGeneres?
Ellen DeGeneres.
What's her last name?
Degenerous.
Degenerate? Oh, really?
DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres. I said generous.
That's funny.
E the degenerator.
Degenerator. Welcome to another episode of Ripped in Half. I'm Eric.
Wait, you sound like a douchebag.
What?
That didn't sound bad. What the fuck?
It's not supposed to sound all stiff and stick up the ass.
How was that stiff?
Welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Eric.
No, that's more like you're going to make people like move in this show.
No, but it didn't feel loose.
They're stalkers.
Yeah. I get loose. Like, hey, guys, welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Jason.
That's right. I'm Steve.
I'm Eric.
You still sound like a douchebag and a putz.
Like he's lost. Like
you sounded like you were trying to get some head from an 80-year-old woman.
That's radio for you, buddy.
Hey, baby.
80-year-old woman knows that he's a podcast. He's
the computer.
This is Ripped in Half, and this is Groovy, brought to you by Steve.
Groovy is brought to you by him.
What?
Today's episode of Ripped in Half is brought to you by Groovy. By Steve.
For all your groovy needs.
It's probably a place called
At Groovy. Home Groovepo.
I don't know. After theme song, At Home Groovepo.
I know, right? There goes Steve coughing all over the condom again.
That's right.
I mean, we got to mark that.
If you notice, I pretty much hack every night. Problem being
he coughs up last night.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah. So yeah, I always turn my head from the mic when I cough.
We got a little umbrella for the microphone.
I don't trust condoms, see? My girlfriend's on birth control, and I mastered the pull-out technique, basically.
That doesn't help.
Helps me.
Helps you get better at the pull-out method.
It gives me comfort at night.
Whew, that was a close one. Better time that a little better.
I may have AIDS, but at least he's not knocked out.
I try to get distance on it most of the time. Maybe just sit there and lay there when you pull out. No, I try to get distance. I got it almost overhead at once. That was almost a record for me.
What do you do, land on her forehead?
Hmm? No.
It ricocheted.
No, I got to make sure I don't get it in her hair because she will get pissed off. She'll probably get pissed off listening to this, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Why would she get mad? It's like natural moisture.
Oh, any girl.
You come on her hair?
Yeah, that's one place you do not aim for. You do not mess with. This is the hair.
I've known girls who freaking liked it.
The girls like coming in their hair.
Yeah, no, because then they'd spread it out. All the proteins and everything get into the hair.
The
and then they go in and
Shut
rinse
the
it
fuck
out. Then they go and rinse it out afterwards.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's the truth. There are girls who do that, just like they make their own skin cream using cum. They do. They make
They moan like an Herbal Essence commercial.
Right.
Is that why your face is so soft?
Yeah.
Steve uses the chapstick.
Only if it's winter mint.
He likes the penis colada flavor.
That's right. No, it's penis colossus.
Penis colossus? that's the black one.
That's a big
thing. Oh. What is that, made by Magnum?
Yeah, and the little travel size is Asian.
Oh.
Little thumb one.
Little thumb one. Little tiny.
You know, you get like two uses and then it's done.
It's all good. It's like the shampoo bottles. You know, you only use that. You only use that twice, yeah. You know, just keep them and refill them.
Yep.
You never have to buy a new one. Little tiny deodorants are cool. I like those.
I don't like the little deodorants. Why? Always cheap kinds. They're never a good selection.
They have good selections now.
Yeah.
They have Axe now. Little tiny Axes and little tiny...
Fucking Old Spice.
Doves and...
For shampoos and stuff like that, but not fucking deodorant.
Yeah, deodorant. Yeah.
When's the last time you put deodorant on?
You know, there's a lot of times when you buy...
I don't buy travel deodorant.
No, a lot of times when you buy like the big packs of stuff, like the Axe, where it's got like the different body wash, shampoo, this and that, or Old Spice, different ones, they do have travel-sized ones, too.
Yeah, they come in a little bag, like a travel bag?
No, they just... You can see it right on the fucking box. Little Walgreens. This and that.
Just take a trip to Walgreens tomorrow, just for the hell of it, and just... ask them.
The songs are over there. It's like, hey, guys, what are you guys doing?
Going on a trip. Can you help me out with my travel needs? Ciao.
I need some mini chows.
That's a clue of where I'm going.
Yeah.
I need travel size products. You got any? I need a little tiny toothpaste. Maybe a little tiny toothbrush.
Got travel size toothpaste. Travel size toothbrush. Travel size shampoo. Travel size condom.
It's selling that outside.
I need toiletries for midgets.
Yeah, headphones and a mic. So what else did I got for you?
Where's your toiletries for little people?
And if you act now.
When I was younger, I actually thought those were for little people.
Really?
Like little people used all those things.
So you really thought that midgets were sauntering into a Walgreens saying, yes, we need the midget shampoo, please.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't get the regular size. That's like family pack to us. I
thought they didn't want to feel small. I thought they had the little toothpaste and they have a little tiny walk.
It's like, how come this stuff is not on the bottom shelf?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why they had little baskets there and they always had a step stool next to it.
Because they thought they could buy the jumbo size. It's crazy.
They had a little closet.
They don't want to save money.
No, of course not.
It makes them feel like them. That's what makes them.
That's why you never see a midget in Costco. It's like, what the fuck right there? I see everything in bulk? No. Too big.
They stand there and take pictures.
Yeah.
Next to a giant box of cereal.
This is me and my wife at our trip to Costco. Click. Here's us standing by the giant barrels of Top Ramen. Click. Now we're standing next to a crate of buy four, you get five free watermelon. Click.
Mom, put cameras with the click now. Button.
Yeah. No, they
can't afford any. Can buy one at Costco. Their tiny cell phones don't have cameras on them.
No, that's why it's so small.
They have the Zoolander cell phone.
Yeah, the little Zoolander cell phone.
Hello, God. No, it's me.
Oh man, sorry. I still have that cough. Still hasn't went away.
No
cough.
No, it's the cough since like 3 episodes.
I know
ago.
People are concerned about it. They've been emailing about your health.
The people in China think
like, what's wrong with that?
People in China make sure they don't have SARS.
I know. Yeah,
I can cough the SARS through here.
Mm-hmm. You cough out SARS.
Cough off SARS. Like coughing little particles floating in the air. What was that? Oh, that was on The Simpsons, huh?
Is it?
With for the juicers and then the product came from China and they were coughing in the boxes and he had a flu and it was like epidemic and all of a sudden it chased people and everything. It was good stuff.
I've not seen that one.
No?
No.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
And then Chief Wiggum started shooting at it, thinking it would kill it. Didn't work out.
Of course.
Didn't work out very well.
I wouldn't imagine it would.
I want that SARS shirt from Scott Pilgrim. That'd be a funny shirt to have.
What shirt?
The shirt. And Scott Pilgrim, he has that shirt that says SARS on it.
I don't remember that.
Never seen it.
Yeah. You watch it again.
I'm going to have to once I get it back from Gilbert.
Oh, yeah. I got to ask him about that.
Yeah,
that's the movie's got around.
Yeah, I know. Let Eric watch it. Let Gilbert fucking watch it. And he loves it, too,
have to know some people watch
I put
movie.
It in and out of my, Xbox a little few times.
Yeah, you did.
Open the tray.
Came back a little sticky.
I didn't even wash it afterwards.
It's got cum cream.
It got a little hot. Got to get it a break.
Started to warp.
I swear that disc will never play right again.
I'm going to have to send it to therapy, you fucker. Yes, disc doctor.
Disc doctor.
Disc doctor sounds like a DJ name.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the disc doctor.
Hey, that's a good MC name right there.
MC disc doctor?
Or a DJ name, yeah. DJ yeah, disc DJ doctor. Name.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Playing the top 40 hits for you. And up next, Ed's ripped in half with Jason, Steve, and Eric. I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Do a toilet sound.
What the weenie and the butt button? Weenie and the butt. That was weenie and the baby, right?
No. Was it? That was dingo and the baby.
Dingo
yeah.
and the baby.
Yeah, weenie the butt was... Stroker and Hoop.
Weenie in the butt was Steve's Friday night.
Weenie in the butt was still Family Guy.
Was it?
Yeah. That was a whole episode. Actually, you're still naming stuff up. You're still on the right track.
Oh, yeah. Then what was the one off Stroker and Hoop? It was similar to that, I thought.
Stroker and Hoop. I've only seen like 5 episodes of Stroker
I've
and
seen
Hoop.
Them all.
There's
funny
only like
shit.
5 episodes.
Yeah.
I've seen them all. They're actually really funny.
It's a good show. I was like, why didn't it stay running, dude? All they had was the,
that was pretty
the
good.
Small season and the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
That was it. The Christmas episode was really good.
Well, some of those shows take a long time to redo again. Like, okay, Eric, the other night we were talking about Super Jail.
Mm-hmm.
And how I was like, how come they don't make any new episodes? I just found out that April 4th, I think, is new episodes of Super Jail.
Really? It takes that long to create?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Took them that fucking long to come up with the second season.
I think it goes like, they make the show, like, offer to say, we'll let you make it. Then they probably wait for the DVD sales and then see how that goes.
Well, Super Jail's been out for a long time. The guy who did Super Jail ended up doing another cartoon on Cartoon Network called Robotomy or something like that. Robotomy. And it's not Adult Swim, it's regular Cartoon Network.
Yeah. So robots get lobotomy.
Yeah, well, pretty much a Super Jail just with robots.
Robots with lobotomies.
That's all it is.
A robot with a lobotomy. Just put a maggot to their head and erase their memory.
Does not compute.
What's that cartoon with that Rob Zombie made? I saw this on cable.
El Super Beasto.
Yeah,
never seen it.
It's like a Felix the Cat type of fucking cartoon shit. A lot of moves and tits.
Yeah, no, it was. Was it on DVD? No, it's they got it on Netflix as well.
I came across like a Cinemax or Showtime.
Yeah, Cinemax, it's Rob Zombie. It's an animated movie called El Super Beasto. Last I heard, before it actually came out, he was planning on first doing the animated movie, then he was going to do a live action movie
of El Super Beasto. Crazy having that chick fight I saw, because there was two chicks fighting.
Yeah, weird Nazi zombie and shit and all that.
Yeah.
That's what goes on there.
Can't wait for El Bestiality. That's going to be a good
Bestiality?
One. Yeah.
The movie.
Live action.
Ooh.
Sounds like a porno, so they already made it.
Yeah. Just go to Mexico. They have El Bestiality every day.
So that movie won't sell well there.
No. They'll probably make 50 pesos a movie. I don't know. Jason, how much is one peso?
You buy the rights for $5.
Yeah.
Buy the whole company.
Why would they pay to go see it? You just go to any bar in Tijuana and see it for free.
You drink, draw people there, just serve beer at the theater. Do the same thing.
Yeah, you can go there. Yeah. You can go there, get abducted, stolen, murdered. Fun time in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun time in Mexico,
I've never been. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I've been to Mexico once. But
the closest I've been to Mexico is the border. At the border, they have like a giant swamp meet and a big-ass outlet mall.
No. Yep.
That's as far as I go.
No, I've been there. The problem with going to Mexico, it's one of those, with as many tourists have, many tourists have died there because of the whole drug war going on at the moment.
White slavery?
Yeah. Well, just to make, to make sure that the tourism doesn't die down, any white person that dies there, the Mexican government automatically links them to the drug cartel and says, oh, we're going to do a talk screen to make sure they don't have cocaine in their system. And then they fudge numbers to say they do.
Oh, okay. That's dumb.
There's no big deal about going to Mexico. I've been there once for my sister's wedding.
How long ago was that?
Did she live in Mexico?
Fuck, I don't know. No, they just had the wedding ceremony. Who the hell would want
to get married in Mexico?
Because it's Cabo San Lucas. It's cheap. It's really nice. On the beach?
Of course.
Wedding
it's
on
cheap.
The beach?
They
for
got
fucking
giant cockroaches.
What? And
slums. And
that
everything.
Was the minister.
Ugh.
You have a cockroach minister on the beach for $50,
Yeah.
It's great.
We gathered here to an aim.
It was hot and humid, and I got ripped off for a pizza because I didn't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Really?
At the airport, I got fucking ripped off, dude.
I honestly would not want to have a wedding ceremony that looks like Joe's Apartment.
That's a good movie.
Joe's Apartment was on the beach.
Was he? No, he's in New York.
Yeah. Wasn't that cramped?
Yeah.
And I lost the key card to our room, so they charged an extra amount of money.
At least,
because you didn't speak Spanish.
My dad spoke Spanish, and they speak a lot faster Spanish down there.
They burn their lips. It's like another language.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand fast Spanish. I can't stand Spanish at all.
No.
I don't think that's.
I mean, no. I don't mind people speak Spanish, but when they just freaking annihilate it, it's just. Horrible.
To me, a girl speaking Spanish is not a turn on at all.
No, it's not. Unless
to
no,
a
there's
woman
some.
Spanish is the most annoying thing in the world.
No, there's no the ones the chunti ones. That's just horrible. But little soft innocent ones when they speak
that's
Spanish.
All play.
I like
they're
those.
Doing that for a reason. But like
Selma,
they don't speak like that.
Selma Hayek.
I don't know.
Selma
no,
Hayek. She speaks Spanish. All right, I give her that one.
It's Selma Hayek.
No.
Spanish.
Okay,
Penelope Cruz.
Okay. Hold on. Mexican women speaking Spanish. Now that's not a turn on. But if you get another somewhere else,
like a Spaniard,
Spaniard when you speak Spanish, yeah. It's sexy because they have the little.
But I like you catch like Telemundo and shit and watch those fucking novellas.
You just watch it because there's titties and ass everywhere.
I don't watch it all because I can't stand it.
I put it on mute.
I can't understand
the
it.
Only one the only one I ever occasionally watched was
then watch porn.
It was their mute. Yeah, it was their late night Jerry Springer. Well, it wasn't Jerry Springer. It was like the Mexican Jerry Springer.
That's what I can't see.
That's the variety show. It's like a Springer.
Oh, no, no, no. I used to watch, yeah, I used to watch that all the time.
It was funny. And they would still throw the chairs.
Which one is it? There's two of them. There's one where a woman hosts and the one where the guy hosts.
No, the guy hosts. And,
the woman hosts is during the day.
Yeah. What was cool about the guy hosts, though, is he would have English-speaking guests on there, too. And they'd be speaking in English, so he'd have to, you know, translate for his Spanish guests. And then he'd do the show himself in Spanish. Unless he had to direct a question to the English person, they'd ask him in English, and then again in Spanish.
I remember watching
that. But, y'all, you'd see bucket the chairs flying, people duking it out. He'd just sit there and go, oh, holy little bit of
that. There's a lot of huggers on there, too. They didn't do the shit, huggers. Too. They didn't have a knife in there to stab them. Like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I like it how, like, have you ever watched MTV 3 or Trace?
Ugh.
All it is MTV shows. Cable. All it is MTV shows in fucking
Spanish.
Yeah, subtitled in Spanish.
Yeah. Or it's Spanish music videos.
Yeah, that's about
it. I think I know that one you're talking about. It's in Spanish one. It's a Spanish MTV, but it's all like it's just MTV Spanish
Tres.
Music. It's
MTV
not.
Tres.
Yeah. MTV I don't know Tres. They had dubbed Spanish shows.
Yeah.
It's MTV Tres. Tres, my friend.
Somewhere between MTV 2 and MTV Euro.
Mm-hmm.
And MTV U.
I'm gonna take a nap. MTVU?
Yeah, it's a college one. They only play at schools and shit.
Really?
That's the most wackest, annoying music in the world, dude.
That sounds pretty horrible.
Yeah, especially if you have to use wackest to say how much horrible it is. Yeah. That's pretty bad. Actually, I don't think I've ever heard wackest.
Pretty
before.
Wink, huh?
Pretty wink.
It's a bunch of dicks flying everywhere. No, it's more like wanker.
Wanker. But are you wanker?
Chicks and
fucking eye toys.
Wanker County.
No. It's funny. People make fun of the English all the time, like English, but they're fucking crazy people, man.
If you play, if you're for the wrong soccer team, yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking they're crazy, man. They're born fighters. Like,
there are signs around fucking town.
You got the high class one, you know, those guys, you know, they're a bunch of pussies, but the soccer fans,
the snobby gentlemen.
Yeah. No, but the soccer fan ones, and those guys are fucking nuts.
Yeah, like around town there's signs that if you're part of this soccer team or don't wear these colors.
Yeah.
Cuz they'll come out of the streets and fucking
beat
the fuck
out
of you.
You're talking about the hooligans.
Hooligans
what they are. Yeah.
Damn hooligan.
No, that's what they call themselves.
Yeah.
I would not take that seriously, even though they probably beat my ass. I would not take that name seriously.
Yeah, rowdy soccer player fans are known as hooligans. And yeah, they travel, follow the team everywhere. They fucking, every pub, just down a beer and starting fights. And it's all for the sake of one particular team.
Deadhead hooligans.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Deadhead hooligans. So our show's going to go international soon. We should wear different soccer shirts to see how fucking long it lasts.
Fucking garlic bread eating bastards.
Remember Euro Trip?
I support Brazil.
Remember Euro Trip?
Yeah.
And that guy's all talking all that shit and he's fucking like, man, okay. You have a totally cool way of fucking swearing.
Okay. Didn't they have hooligans in that one? I think so. When they went to the pub and had all the soccer guys.
I just watched that today. That
yeah.
Actually.
Okay. The whole rowdy soccer fans that they met, those were hooligans. And the main one, I forgot his actual name, Vinny something. He played Juggernaut in X-Men 3.
I know his name is Vinny. I don't know his last name.
Yeah, he played Juggernaut in X-Men 3. Vinny was a real...
Yeah, I was just kidding.
I thought you said his name.
He used to be an actual soccer player.
Yeah, I know. I like his weight loss video.
Never seen it.
Oh, really? It's a video on YouTube where fucking he'll pretty much just chase you down. If he catches you, he'll beat the fuck out of you. So your whole point is to pretty much continuously run away from his ass, and you'll lose weight fast.
That's funny.
And like they show people and like he's doing a meeting at the office. He looks all beat up already. It's like, I found you motherfucker. And Steve, he fucking's like, no, I'm at work. And he fucking.
How many times do you think he had to do that weight loss video to actually for it to work?
You mean the weight loss program?
Yeah.
I'd only do it once and it probably wouldn't work.
You just give up from running and let him beat the fuck out of you.
I think he'll give a good minute.
No, I mean, most is going to happen. I'm going to see some guy chasing after me and I'm just going to like. All right, I'm too fat to run. I'm just going to put
gonna
up some sort of struggle and aim for the nuts.
He's going to lay in fetal position and already put two hands, two that's fingers
like,
up.
It's yeah. Like Family Guy where the chicken comes, he starts to fight with him, and that fight comes on, and he comes back later. It's like, oh, all right, yeah. So what we're doing?
I'm sorry, guys.
Damn, chicken, So anyways.
I like the one where he's like, where he just goes, oh, what are we fighting about anymore? He's like, you know what? I don't even know anymore. Yeah. And he Something takes him out to dinner. And they argue about paying the bill. And they start fighting again.
Well, they've done like two or three other ones before.
Since his wife then. Says, no, just let him. He's like, you need to keep your bitch out of it.
Yeah.
Don't talk to my wife.
Done a couple of the fights since then. It's even funnier, though, is in one of the episodes where Peter goes back in time.
Yeah. He bumps into him at the dance.
He bumps into the chicken. He the chicken's already fired. The dude's like, dude, just let him go. You'll probably never see him again.
Out of Star Wars, like, yeah, chicken's bump
fit. Yeah. Giant chicken's bump fit.
The fat.
That was funny.
How's it going?
I like the third one, though. He's like, Boba Fett, all right, when I give you the signal, we'll turn around and get him. They do the whole signal back and forth. They turn around. Where'd he go? Dude's dying on the ground. Yeah, he just fell off. Really? Yeah, kind of sucked. Anticlimactic. He just fell off.
Giant chicken. That's funny. That's funny how, like...
It's like the best character they ever created.
Yeah, that's funny how, like, all these shows put in, like, things that really wouldn't exist, but yet it makes the show good.
Yeah.
Yep. It still doesn't lose interest.
No, it's actually like...
like, you don't sit there and say, that's stupid. Why do they have a talking chicken or like a giant chicken, you know?
No, it's funny. That's like the best part of the whole Family Guy video game.
That's one of the last levels, wasn't it?
It's the last level.
Never played it.
It's a funny game.
Never heard of it.
I'm saying it's okay.
I liked it. It breaks it up into three different type sections. You get Stewie. He's more the run and gun type. And it's funny, they even do a mini centipede game in it. When you play as Brian throughout the story, you do the whole, it's all stealthy. Then as Peter, it's side-scrolling, beat-em-up type game.
I like the Peter ones better. I don't like the Brian ones too much.
Yeah, well, they're all kind of funny, in my opinion.
It's all the catchphrases. Turners got tired out to me.
Yeah.
Especially when you have to replay levels over and over.
Yeah, the Brian ones were a pain in the ass. Especially the whole Happy Farm one. Or Jolly Farm with the whole bush thing. That was a pain in the ass to get through. But and then to break up the monotony, they have mini games in the form of cutaway scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they still have a lot of the Family Guy elements in it. But what's funny, though, is when you finally get to the last part of the game, and you're playing as Peter, you take on the Black Knight.
Oh, okay.
And they even make comics because Black Knight doesn't say anything. And Peter's like, seriously? With all these people we have here, and we spent all this money just to fly you out so you can make a cameo appearance, you can't even say a one-liner? All right, whatever, let's just do this. Once you beat them, the whole game ends, you think it's all over. Then out of nowhere, you know, they're showing, like, the closing clip. Giant chicken rolls in, and then you play as Peter, and you have to fight the giant chicken.
Right.
And as you fight the chicken, it, just like they do in the cartoon, the backdrop does change.
Oh, okay. So,
so
like
you go from place to place to place to place to place to place fighting the chicken.
What's that on? Too.
You can get it on PS2. I think Xbox was on it.
PS2. It's an old game.
Oh, it's pretty old.
Yeah, but it's fun as shit. I loved it.
I think one of the best cartoon games made was the South Park. On 64?
The first one?
Oh.
The racing game?
The
first-person shooter.
Yeah.
I never played that
one. No, you ever played that?
I only played the racing one.
No, it was a first-person shooter, and the levels were based off some of the episodes. So, like, the first the first act, if you will, of it, deals with evil clone chickens.
Yeah, basically, it goes through the show.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
The second act is
a bunch of asses, too.
The second act is the evil clones. Remember they cloned Stan in the first season?
Yeah.
And he went all Rambo. Yeah, you're fighting those.
You got the big retarded clones and everything. Yeah.
The third act is like the aliens and stuff. And
it's mostly first.
And you got the toys. The evil toys and whatnot.
The weapons are funny because every weapon like has
a comedy sense to it.
Yeah, well, not just comedy sense. They have two functions. Your basic weapon is a snowball, but if you click to the second weapon,
it's a piss snowball.
You pee on it and then throw it. You get the dodgeball, which you throw, or you can do a turbo throw
or super dodgeball.
Yeah,
like you pee on this. Everything involves they got, pee.
Yeah, oh, they, the,
that makes good a cow joke. Launching gun.
Yeah,
which is funny
because the cow's ass.
Yeah, because it has a multiplayer segment.
Oh, multiplayer is awesome.
If you get the cow launching game and you shoot at somebody and the cow lands on them, what they see on their screen is a giant cow's ass just wiggling in their face before they die.
Each episode has a boss, too.
Yeah. Like the whole turkey one, the boss of that's a giant robo turkey, and the only place to shoot him is in the target on the asshole.
Mm-hmm. I think the last boss was a giant toy. That was the last.
I don't remember.
Episode. And if, I can never get past. If the you clones. Guys, if any of you guys are gonna pick up the game, the cheat code was Bobby Bird. It still is.
Yeah,
yeah, it was.
No, it still something is. Happened. The cheat code. That's the ultimate cheat code, Bobby Bird, 64.
Well, no, they had it on 64, and then they did have it on the PlayStation. Although, in a weird turn of events, because usually the PlayStation games have better graphics than the 64 mm-hmm. for counterparts, not so with this game.
Oh, no.
I played it on both consoles. The 64 was way better for this game. The PS game, it was more like a slapdash just to get it.
I never liked the PS1. I was more towards the 64 than the PS1.
I like
the PS1. Not me. I like the PS1.
I like the PS1, dude.
I didn't really.
I played both, but I like the PS1. I like. No, one thing why I like about the PS1 over the 64.
I can name hundreds of games over PS1 on the 64.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't have time for that. We did that already. We did that episode, which no one will hear yet.
Eventually, one day you'll get to hear it.
If we have time to hang out one day, we'll throw that out there.
Yeah.
The epic video game episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty.
And but, that name was all those hundreds of games were probably mentioned.
Yeah. Including Mortal Kombat Sub-Zero, which I was about to say.
Oh, man.
Because if you played on PS1 and played that on 64, the PS1 version flowed better, all the moves are better, and it's cool because all the cutscenes were live action, you know, and
I played them.
You do it on the 64, the controls were choppy, the buttons were crappy. Instead of cutscenes, it was clips with. You didn't even have the actual voiceover. So it was just still, I mean, words.
It's not much you expect from a side scroller Mortal Kombat game.
I thought it was all right.
It was all right.
I was kind of disappointed by that.
It wasn't the best.
I was compared to some of the other ones that they produced. I liked it, and it was a great opener for Mortal Kombat 4.
Like we said, it wasn't. They didn't. Once 3 was over, then it was just. They just started doing too much to Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't really sell anything, and everyone, that's why they went back to tradition now.
The reason why they went back to original is because they're fucked up with the Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
Oh, they were all fucked up.
Yeah. No, that's the only reason. After Mortal Kombat Armageddon, they planned on not doing any. But then someone approached them with this idea, so they oh, cool, they did it. People hate it so much, and even they admit, yeah, it was a shitty game, our bad. They went back to tradition.
I mean, there's only a few games that you can actually get away with, like 3D. I mean, a few fighting games you actually get away with, like the whole 3D.
Dead or Alive, around.
Yeah. Dead or Alive is one of them, of course. Yeah. I mean, they did a really good job with that.
Dead or Alive has never disappointed
me. You know what disappointed me in when they made new Mortal Kombat games is they were too slow. They weren't the original fast-paced fighting Mortal Kombat anymore.
I mean, after three?
Yeah, after 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It slowed down a little bit.
Did you ever try to play in 3 and go back to 2?
Like, you always play, like, all Street Fighters? All the Street Fighters are still fast-paced, still kick-ass, you know?
It was Street Fighter, to me, it was never as fast-paced as the old Mortal Kombat games. Except Mortal Kombat 1, which was slow.
You had to play Street Fighter Turbo.
I remember they went to stop making Street Fighter 2. No,
sorry,
I meant
Mortal Kombat 1.
They kept making Ultra Turbo next. Yeah, Ultra, yeah. Like, they wouldn't go on to
Street
the
Fighter
next
Alpha 3, Street Fighter Alpha. Yeah, Street Fighter Alpha 1, like, Alpha 2.
Like, they have another Street Fighter 2, a different version
like
of
Alpha.
Yeah.
Alpha
just make the fucking
Alpha
next
3
game.
Was really weird.
Yeah. Well, no, see, I remember Street Fighter 2, and I remember thinking to myself, where was ever Street Fighter 1? The only time I've ever found it was an arcade.
Because yeah, where it came
sucked.
Across it. Yeah, it did suck.
Street Fighter.
Yeah. You only had, like, what, 8 characters in that game?
It's like the first one that came out. Like, it was hardly any characters.
Yeah, but then Street Fighter 2. Then you got Street Fighter 2.
Alpha.
Alpha. No, it was Street Fighter 2.
Street Fighter Turbo.
Turbo. Mm-hmm. Then Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition.
Super Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you got Super Street Fighter, then Super Street Fighter Turbo, then Super Street Fighter Turbo Champion Edition.
Yeah.
Which had even more characters that were never there before.
But it was like, why not just make a number 3?
They eventually did,
but
at the time...
why not just do that from the get-go? No. Why not just continuously
have
say
have you ever played
2?
The third one?
No, I was
it
done with
sucked
that.
Balls. It sucked.
I sucked
balls.
It never really stopped me from playing any of them, though. That's the thing.
After that, and then they started getting the whole Alpha series, I didn't care for it.
The Alpha
then they
series
finally
kind
come,
of
no,
a little
then they,
sketchy.
No, and then they finally come out with Street Fighter 4... And it's a blending of the original and the Alpha series. But if you pay attention to the Alpha series, technically the Alpha series has nothing to do with
the original.
Story-wise, everything.
I had the disc where it had almost all of the Street Fighter games on it for the PlayStation 2.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so...
PlayStation 2?
Yeah, PlayStation 2. Right. Why'd you make dead air right there?
It sounded like
you made palation. An awkward moment.
Palation.
It sounded like you said palation.
No, I said penetration and Jason 2. That's a new porn coming out.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was good. I give you that. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's some quick thing. That's why we hired this guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
At the cost of one beer a night.
I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah.
Talent. I guess it was all that abuse as a child.
Which one? The emotional or the sexual?
No, the sexual didn't mind.
Oh, okay.
It was the emotional crap that I couldn't stand.
Oh, I was just checking. You never know. Everyone's different.
Getting raped and said you're not good enough.
Yeah, no.
I'll show you I'm not good enough. Rape me again.
Pumping your fist.
No, Dad, no.
Pumping your fist.
And, I'll show you.
Put that hand to good use. Get my, put the dick
like
in
it. Like that South Park episode where Mr. Garrison didn't feel love because his dad wouldn't have sex with him.
No, yeah, his dad never raped him. Even the mom freaks out. He never raped you, no. And so finally, at the end of the episode, yeah, the dad does. He's sitting there, oh, Dad, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, no. Oh, no.
And it was, who do you have to have sex sex with them? God, there was a concert or something. He got some of the guy to have sex with Mr. Garrison. He thought it was his dad. I can't remember who they had though. But anyways, let's end this.
I remember that episode. Yeah. Mr. Garrison's dad does eventually.
No.
He's an adult and grown. He finally does it.
No, he has someone else do it, and he thinks that. It's him. Yeah.
Okay,
he turns out the lights, and he has someone else come in there, and he pays him to.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, he pays someone to have sex with Mr. Garrison's.
Is that Mr. Slave?
No. It's a famous person. Actually,
it's a famous person.
Yeah, it's a famous person. He pays him to have sex with Mr. Garrison.
I do not remember that.
Yeah. That's one thing I'd never forget, South Park.
Although one of my favorite South Parks ever.
That image of some guy's down there raping his child.
That's awesome.
Although I think my favorite South Parks, aside from when they had Miss Chokes on Dick.
Which one?
No, all the episodes with her. Yeah, that whole season was funny as hell.
She lifts up her shirt.
Yeah, anytime she lifts her arms, you just see brief tit done because they're all saggy.
And when her and Mr. Mackey have sex, because that was a good one. That was actually one of my favorite. That was actually one I really liked.
And she dies after that.
No,
shortly after that. Yeah,
yeah, but
wasn't long after that she died.
It was one of those episodes when she dies. Is one of those episodes where. Who died in this? You know, when they do that thing, and then they finally say, "Miss Chokes on Dick," and she's on a gurney going full away.
And that's how they got rid of the character.
And no, but it was the episode where they were doing sex ed.
Oh,
and they were and she was all telling the girls out, "Don't touch boys because they'll give you gun." They're showing pictures of gonorrhea and all this shit like that. And then they had and then at the very end, her and Mr. Garrison doesn't know how to have sex. He's like, he's trying to teach the class like. Now, where the hell do you put this thing again? And then they finally go studying, and they him and Miss Choke on Dick have sex. But all this is going on at the side, the kids are like they have a little. The girls have a fort, and the guys go to try to kill the girls because they don't want to get AIDS. And they do have a little. They have a road warrior kind of scene where they got the good and the bad right there. And then Butter does a little scene like, just move along, like the big tall guy that he does that part. No, it was actually one of my favorite episodes.
Isn't that the cop that does it? Just move along.
No,
folks,
it was Butter.
No, I'm saying that it's usually the cop that does it. Imitated him for that one.
No,
move
along.
There's nothing to see here.
No, not that. He imitated the character off of the movie Road Warrior.
Oh, okay.
When he does a speech.
Oh, that's right.
Just walk away. That's what he said.
No, that whole season was hilarious with her. I like that. And then the whole Terry Schiavo episode that they did with Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's the one he becomes a DFF.
Yeah.
He has to keep him alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Cartman's trying to kill him so he can get the PSP.
The PSP.
The golden PSP.
Yeah.
The
golden PSP.
No, it's not the golden one. That's the heaven version.
Oh, the heaven one? That?
Yeah, it's heaven that it's a golden PSP. Because he's used to control the heaven, angelic army. Yeah, and Kenny's meant to save heaven. But Cartman wants to have him killed so he can get his regular PSP, but then Stan and Kyle are trying to keep him alive and shit.
Yeah, because he's on his deathbed.
What's the one where all the kids say,
that their parents molested them.
Oh, the M word.
Yeah. And then
they were making it up to get the parents rich so they can.
Then the whole town is empty.
Molested.
Except it's nothing but kids. And then those other two people roll in the town. The town's empty. Except all the kids are around.
Yeah, that's the
Eric's the mayor.
The episode's called the M word.
But what is it parodying? That's what I couldn't think of. I remember the episode. I just can't remember what.
Outlander! We have your wife, Outlander!
Oh, yeah. That sounds so. I don't remember the name of the fucking movie.
Is that the movie? Oh, I don't know because but that's what Cartman.
It's one of the lines from it.
Yeah, but like, because I thought about it the other day and I was like, what was?
Yeah, because they have to get each.
When I watched it, I knew.
No, it is a movie because they have to get each other's books.
Yeah,
and there's a movie where you have to one book on the other side by the time. What do they call it? They called it.
I don't remember Marigold what it's called.
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. I remember the whole story, and when I saw it, I was like,
It is a parody from something.
Okay, I know the movie. I just don't remember what it's called.
If you know the movie,
you can contact us at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us. Eric, what is it?
I don't know. Was it Ripped in Half tweet?
That's it. Tweet at Ripped in Half.
Oh, there you go.
Or something
at
like
Ripped
that.
In Half.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all
it.
I know.
You're supposed to be charged with a fucking tweet.
I have it on my phone. I don't remember the name of it.
You know it's horrible. You're supposed to be
in English, please.
No, you're supposed
our one tweeter that we have follower.
Yeah, no, that's
and I got him.
Yeah, that's it. You're supposed to be charged with a tweet. You didn't even know we had a tweet follower. Jason did, and he told you, and you. Oh, really? You're supposed to be in charge of this shit.
I went on it today,
and I didn't see anybody. The name of the damn tweet.
I went on it today. I went on it because I went to go try to find Coco's tweet.
He didn't message us. He just like, it's in your list.
Yeah, it's just, no, it's just in the list of followers. We have two followers. There's that dude and then, of course, Jason.
When I looked at the list of followers, there was no one in there. I don't know.
Dude, you suck.
I can't even find the list of followers.
He doesn't even have Twitter on his phone.
To work it. Yeah, I know.
I was looking for Coco's tweet.
He's just too lazy.
You're looking for the Coco's Twitter? We're going to follow We're going to follow Coco's Twitter.
Coco's going to follow us.
You want to know if they have a discount on breakfast?
We need Charlie Sheen to become a fan of ours, and we'll get some people.
And some tiger blood. That's yeah. What I mean.
Charlie Sheen.
Once Charlie Sheen becomes a fan.
Hire some fucking coke. We get some coke, get some then crack, get we'll, some horse,
we'll be, then we'll be,
and invite him over. He'll be our friend.
Then we'll be winning.
That's right.
I started following Charlie Sheen. That shit's fucking funny, dude.
Did you?
It's fucking funny.
I don't even know how to follow somebody.
Is it really him?
Yeah, it's Charlie Sheen.
You don't know, because you know.
No, so, you have to.
How do you follow
somebody? Because someone has to be verified. You do have to like search around the internet to make sure that's the real person. You but know. He did just join. He has the record, like a Guinness record for the most fucking followers in a short amount of time. Yeah, he got like 2 million followers like in less than a week.
Damn.
And once he said, I'm online, everyone just talked. He got 1 million in a few days, and after that he got 2 million a couple days after. People want to hear his crazy ass fucking shit.
Once he gets 2 million in one, then I'll be
impressed. I heard recently he's been ranting about his co-stars from 2.5 Men.
He apologized to that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually went... I don't know. I'm not sure. I think he actually did it on. I don't know if he did it on Twitter or not, but he actually did apologize to him.
Well, he was on some internet show.
He felt sorry.
A couple days ago. Did it help? I didn't get a chance to fucking listen to it because I was fucking.
Yeah, they're actually.
I know last week they did a 2020 special on him, and they actually were able to sit down.
That's
in
where
his
Tiger
home
Blood got coined right there.
Yeah, TMZ saying, they were
sat in his home and did an interview to him.
Yeah, no. They not only did they get to interview him, but they got to see his house, see him how he acts privately, see him and his three blonde girlfriends, kind of like Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, he has like two girlfriends and his wife.
No,
they went on vacation.
No, they're his goddesses.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
He wanted to make some kind of like houses. Every room in his house has some fucking
star in it. He actually had to buy a new house because they're where he's originally living. They kicked him out.
Is he renting?
And no, there's rules you have to follow by.
Oh, it's like a
and he broke too many. Yeah, it's a gated community.
Yeah,
he actually lives. He's actually neighbors with Paris Hilton.
Yeah,
I would never want to live in a house in a community that has that
no
rules.
No.
If I was rich, I already said myself. If I was rich, I'd have my house and then I'd have my fucking party house where we go and just trash the fucking place where we have shit there that I don't even care about.
See, if I was rich, I'd like to live in a gated community.
You never clean it up or nothing.
Yeah,
you walk in for the party.
No,
and
I'd
it's
have
a
people
mess.
Clean it up for me. I'm rich.
I'd like to live in a gated community if I was rich, but I also don't want. I want to be able to paint my house the right color.
Yeah,
I don't
have
my
have
lawn
to abide
a certain
by the, you have to abide by the rules.
Does that mean?
You only have to have a certain kind of grass.
Yeah.
Some of the communities are
mine would be
crazy.
Bluegrass only.
Yeah. If
Oklahoma
the,
bluegrass, that's right.
If the
I have Kentucky bluegrass in my house.
No, if the board of the community decides one day that they're going to vote to ban wind chimes and they pass it, you can't even have a wind chime in front of your house.
Well, I don't like wind chimes.
That's
those
fucking
are annoying.
Bullshit.
I don't like them either. But the point is, if I own my fucking house, why should other people be able to tell me what to do with my fucking house.
We text you with paparazzi.
You're already not allowed. They're not already allowed there because of the gated community.
Exactly. That's why I feel safe. I would just have my community with a gate and a tiger in the front. I'd make a moat.
I would just buy my house in a non-gated community, put a gate around it that leads to a fucking guard check, and
you're by the next two houses on both sides.
Yeah,
I don't need that. No. It's just a gate's going to be around my house itself.
Oh, you want the dream of the white picket fence? Huh?
That's right. But it's going to be
a moat.
But it's going to be a fucking iron gate with barbed wire, so people can't hop it. You know, I want security.
That looks creepy.
And it's all going to go to a guard check that's manned by an orangutan with an assault rifle.
Oh no. My house's fences on top of them, they would have actually needles that are infected with AIDS. So if you want to get to my house, you're going to get infected with AIDS.
There you go.
What if you lost your key one day?
I lost my key one day? I'm rich. I don't need a key. I'd call up my butler.
You'd hire people to go across some AIDS-filled needles to get to your front door and knock
before you. People to make a ladder for me.
That's right. I sure as fucking get infected.
I go to Home Depot and make them have a human ladder for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way I climb
it. You've seen all the Mexicans front of Home Depot. There's enough there for a human ladder.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Pay them all $20 an hour. Fuck it. You're rich. Who cares?
$20 an hour. Yeah, right.
And now, they won't even work an hour.
How do you think I became?
How cheap are you? Exactly. Could you give them AIDS and they're working for 5 minutes to make a ladder?
I'll give them some Tecates.
There you go.
Some taquitos.
I'll give them some Tecates, some corn chips. Maybe some salsa, some peso. Some pace. I'll buy the good stuff. The pace.
I don't know. Maybe I'll be nice.
Not that New York stuff.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Maybe I'll be nice, and after all that, and the hard working, and the baking's done, maybe I'll be nice, and I'll let them watch me swim in my pool.
They fan you.
I'll let them drive me off.
Once they all have AIDS, they're gonna just, like, gather around, just fucking grab you.
If it was hot out there, I'd let them use the jacuzzi.
You know, this is the very reason why we don't have any followers in Mexico. It has nothing to do with
the fact they don't have internet?
Yeah, I say it has nothing to do with the fact that most of them don't have computer, let alone the internet.
What? What are you looking at me for?
I don't know.
Oh, you're the reason why Mexico doesn't have the internet.
God damn it.
You fucking beaner.
Not my fault.
Both of you, Jesus.
I know, dude. Like, they got a whole drug cartel. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they afford the internet.
Where do you think Net Zero went? Mexico.
Yeah, but you really think
the affordable internet, don't
you
they?
You really think the drug cartel who can afford the internet down in Mexico is listening to our podcast?
You're on a truck trying to drive a semi full of fucking weed and coke down.
Yeah,
something to listen to.
By the
way,
if you're offended, this is Steve's show.
Yeah. How many of them cartel guys is in there going, hey, Juan, listen, they talking about us.
That's Steve, by the way.
That's Steve. He hired us from Home Depot to come hang out with him. We have no part of this guy.
That's right.
He gave us taquitos and beer.
He paid to teach me English. That's why it sounds so good.
Yeah, I went to Home Depot, found two Mexicans, paid them in beer and English lessons so they can do a podcast with me.
We did such a good job, you hire us every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, reoccurring guests.
He promised us pork grinds next week.
We're hired by the cartel to kill you.
Cartel.
How could you be hired by the cartel if I started the show with you to do the show?
We heard all your fucking racist Mexican remarks and went back to the cartel. And
they called me.
But that makes no sense considering that we started the show together at the same time.
They called me.
You hired me. I was paid to say that.
They hired me and I recruited Jason.
Jason was here before you.
That's what I said. They hired me to get into the show and I recruited Jason.
We got a mole in this
one. I got him on my side.
You guys are idiots.
You're dead.
Oh, please.
Steve's got the green light right now. The
green light.
He's got a hit on him.
That's right. Bring it, bitches. Hey, is my guinea pig out of water?
Good. Let him die.
He's not in water right now. Yes, he's out of water.
He is definitely out of water.
Funny. You're right in front of Jason. Is he out of water in his bottle?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, that's why he's deep-throating it and chewing on it and fighting with it.
Give him head, Jason.
Yeah, dehydrating.
Jason, give him head.
He's fine.
Pretty sure he's lonely in there.
It's like he'll give me head.
Give him some rum. Hey, let's get the guinea pig drunk.
Yeah, let's not.
Why? Can you really drunk
I'm
guinea
not
pig?
Getting my guinea pig drunk.
You don't know what you're missing.
That'd be awesome.
Man, well, we got my dog drunk.
Dude,
that was
he's
the
fucking
best.
Old. Come on.
He starts hugging everybody and tells them what you love.
Drunk? No, dogs are funny as shit drunk. Squirrels.
I'll get anything drunk. I'll get
squirrel drunk. I've seen the videos.
I get
that.
My pet.
That's funny as shit.
We used to get my friend's pet lizard drunk.
Although you know it can drink more alcohol than a human being.
A horse?
No problem. A hamster.
And a human being.
Yes.
What happens?
And where does this theory? Maybe your portion to his portion,
like a ratio wise.
Yeah, ratio wise.
Oh, that's stupid.
That's dumb.
No, considering because their body can.
That's like comparing your penis to hamster penis.
That's like an ant can. Yeah.
Fucking ant superhero.
No, the point is they can go through. They can burn through. The ethyl alcohol that's in booze.
Because they're tweakers.
A lot better than humans can.
Because hamsters are tweakers.
That's why, because they're tweakers.
I just remember saying it's just hamsters are able to handle their booze better.
Yeah. Have you on the website, the hamster dance? They're crazy.
I've never seen that.
You ever seen the hamster dance?
No, I have not.
Where were you in 1990?
Oh, no.
Not the website. I've seen the toys, and those were...
Well, it was based fucking, off the website.
Those are stupid.
It was like 1990, and fucking just go to the website. It's just cool. Hamsters singing and dancing. There's nothing else on that fucking site. And probably now, it's probably something a little more.
Not at this point when I got my hamster.
The only hamster thing I ever liked was off Joe Cartoon, so it's a hamster in a microwave. Because you gotta slowly increase the power of the microwave, and every increase, he talks shit to you, till eventually he just blows up. Same thing with the frog in the blender one, that was funny.
I think my all-time favorite website in the 90s was Newgrounds.
Newgrounds
is still good.
I always watched
Super Mario cartoons were hilarious. Salad Finger, best.
Salad Fingers?
I love Salad Fingers.
They still have the Newgrounds, and they're coming up with new shits all the time. In fact, they had one that
from the wall.
I don't know. I used to watch that. The time I really loved Newgrounds was in junior high. That's when I really was on that website.
No, they have like one.
That's where I play Tank Wars or Pocket Tanks.
Oh, yeah, Tank Wars.
Pocket Tanks? It's called Pocket Tanks.
No, they have one Flash cartoon on there now. It's called Super Mario Brothers Z, and it's a blending of Mario and Sonic the Hedgehog, because some freak accident happens where Sonic and Shadow cross over. Well, so does Mecha Sonic, and he's been gathering up the Chaos Emeralds, and so they join up with Mario and Luigi and try and beat him and find him. It's actually kind of neat.
Okay, well, I'm looking at Eric. And he's rubbing his fucking chin hairs all over the mic like he's caressing it, ready to suck it.
Say, oh,
like, do you like that? Do you like that?
My,
and like, I just waiting for that turn just for like...
Dude, he'll caress anything that looks like a phallus.
Why would you be waiting for that? You enjoy that, Jason? You want to see that? Is what you want to see?
Yeah.
I kind of want to see it.
He's paying you $20 an hour at fucking Home Depot. Right, you're going back to Home Depot. One
Actually, give you benefits.
Not if you work in the parking lot trying to get a job.
They have a little, they have a little side doctor there. I mean, he's not licensed or anything.
You have a clinic.
They'll fix you up. Our benefits are to the free clinic.
It's a little medical bag has pretty much band-aids and alcohol.
Yeah,
and Neosporin.
Tequila. He gives it a shot of tequila, and then we're all good.
No.
Like one of my favorite episodes on Newgrounds I seen was it was called Gay Wario. Wario's chasing down. Luigi and Mario the whole time, and then we want to have sex with them.
Oh, God.
It was the best episode. It was like the best thing I've ever seen. I laughed so hard.
That's funny.
All right, are we going to finish this up?
Are we still recording? We've been recording.
Really?
Since we started.
Oh, thanks.
He's like trying to think back to what he's supposed to say.
I thought he was saying we got to finish up the episode. I'm like, dude, what? We still got time.
Let's wrap up this little riff and then we'll go back to the show.
Yeah.
We're actually starting the show. We haven't been recording the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did the intro.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to think for a second.
That went over your head.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the next starting of the next show.
Well, the after hour show?
No, not after hour, just
since our break.
We paused. For you that are confused, we did take a break and we were supposed to start off with from where we left off, but we said fuck it.
You came back and you said something, you said pendejo, and then
he didn't tell me I was recording. I just said it because I was trying to remember what I was supposed to say.
I even said it. It's on recording saying, hold on, I got to record.
Oh.
And then you said pendejo and we started talking again.
Oh. Yeah.
And that wasn't even the line you're supposed to say. I can't remember now, but.
Yeah, it was. Pendejo.
I know, I did.
You ruined everything.
God. I'm the reason we can't have
you ruined things. Christmas.
You're good. I fucking hate Christmas.
Your wife Santa's dead.
You killed right.
Santa.
I did.
Now you have to be Santa, like Tim Allen.
I didn't put on that fat suit. I may be fat, but I put on
the
suit.
Once you put on the jacket, then you became part of the Santa Claus.
Because you couldn't fit the jacket.
It was the pants, I thought.
It was the jacket.
He was actually bigger.
The card was in the jacket.
He was actually bigger than Santa. Pants, that's why he didn't put on the suit.
I prefer the little the robot chicken one, the Sir Santa of Claus.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's an ape. No, he's a fucking robot.
No. I can't believe they were able to make
three of those.
Oh, no, that was
Aqua
Teen. Yeah.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I like that's one of my favorite episodes of Aqua Teen, actually.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Oh, when it was
the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, the History of Christmas.
Thousands of years ago. All the smoke comes and shit.
I went with the crinkled hands.
That was good stuff.
I like when they come back.
For aliens.
I like when they come back later when all the villains gather around to try to get back with the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And they meet on the moon.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I love that. I love Squidbillies, too.
Squidbillies is awesome.
I never got into Squidbillies, but we talked about that,
too. It's awesome.
Because you didn't tap on your redneckism.
My redneckism?
Yep.
I'm glad I spit that out.
He has a problem with this rectal.
I thought I wouldn't say that. Right.
Jason has a problem with the rectalism.
He's got more of a problem with his rectalism.
I don't get
it. I read rectalism. Oh, shit, it's fucking blood in there.
Oh, that would, okay, yeah.
Okay. After dealing with the rednecks, his rectal ain't feeling so good. You've seen Deliverance, right?
I've never seen a deliver before, ever. Yeah.
No, it's called a movie called Deliverance. There's part where these rednecks do catch a guy and they start ass fucking him while they're doing it. They're telling the dude, squeal like a piggy, wee.
Yeah, he squats that movie many times.
Yeah. His pause of slow motion.
You're not really selling the movie. But it's a bunch of fucking rednecks, but fucking people.
There's a pause right there with slow motion. He lights a couple candles, a little incense.
Some sax music.
Steve's at the point where he actually has to get his hand in the mood.
Yeah.
He has to light the candle. He has to buy that ring.
Yeah, you know it's bad when your hand starts demanding foreplay.
Right?
I'm about to cheat on the right with the left, I swear to God.
He's got to pop its knuckles before he even gets into it.
You can't choke it out doing a stranger.
No.
It
wants to be all buttered up with lotion and shit. I'm like, what the fuck, you know?
He's got to scrape out all the calluses and everything.
God. He has to wrap his arm around a belt like a heroin addict.
Start doing the cuticles and clip the nails and file the shit just to get it.
Their head wants to
move.
Be pretty before it shows up.
It does. It starts grooming itself for a date. Like, fuck, it's just dinner and a movie, bitch.
You fall asleep, you wake up with, what's all this makeup doing here?
Yeah. Draw the face on it.
Come on, bitch.
Like Jennifer Lopez. I like tacos and burritos. You wake up in the Ben Affleck next to you.
You, Ben Affleck spooge.
Taco. I like tacos and burritos.
I'm Jennifer Lopez. Fuck you, bitch.
You see that one episode when Jennifer Lopez comes back for like all the people pissed that
all the pissed, yeah, and they have them in the little room and never leave that room. They're just plotting a plan like the whole time.
They're trying to see Muhammad.
They're trying to bring Muhammad, and then they're just plotting a plan. And
they had
Muhammad in this box thing, and he's like, Muhammad, can we do this? He's like, sure.
I was like, they bring him the bear costume.
Yeah, like, can we put you in the bear costume? He's like, sure.
You know, Comedy Central edited that one.
Seen that one.
Really?
Against their will, like there's a two part. It's a two part episode, and the second part of that episode was edited by by Comedy Central because some Taliban fucking website fucking threatened against them.
Are you serious?
And like everything that the people of South Park.
He was in the fucking box the whole time.
Yeah, but everything they ever said, like, yeah, that whole outro where fucking Stan does his little monologue at the end, like, I learned something new today. Mm-hmm. All that was edited out. It actually wasn't supposed to be edited out. Comedy Central edited that out. Even though it has nothing to do with what they're saying.
But the jihadists end up coming and saying, we are against the Muhammad cartoons depicted on Comedy Central. And if they do not edit it, we are going to bomb them. They're going to go.
The first one, after making fun of Muhammad, they pretty much threatened the bomb.
It's like
Dirk and Muhammad Jihad.
No, it's like, 10 years ago, they fucking started banning anything that was Danish because of the cartoonist that did a satirical cartoon depicting Muhammad, and so everybody in the Arab nation like started boycotting anything that had to do with the Danes.
The Danes.
I love Danish pastries.
Yeah, no, that's actually one of the things that they started boycotting.
Really?
The Danish roll.
Delicious.
They got rid of the Danish
the
roll.
Economic loss of the Danish.
I don't know.
It was really one of those. You must submit
to Allah.
All I know is I start my day with some freedom toast and I start my afternoon with some freedom fries.
I have freedom fry and some apple pie with cheese on it.
Yeah.
It's American.
Yeah. American.
How's your French toast? Smelly and ungrateful, but this American toast is fabulous.
I love that. I always.
Yeah.
I still go to the drive thru and say, can I get a large American fry? What? Can you get a large freedom fry?
Say McDonald's, bitch.
Go to IHOP. Can you get some freedom toast? Some strawberries.
I like the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
I hate all that shit.
Not really.
They fucking, dude, that's stuff French toast. It tastes, it's fucking horrible. It's like, yeah, it's like they put French toast, strawberries, and a pound of sugar in that fucking thing.
It's all sugar.
Well, no, it's see, all I make my own breakfast now. I don't even. Yeah. I don't not go out for breakfast because there's no place that makes a good breakfast anymore.
No, it's very, it's very rare that I'll go out. The last
except for McGriddle.
No, the last great place I ever had for breakfast years ago, I couldn't remember the name of the place, but it was one of those. It was on the. It was a Podunk Trucker Stop. They at least make some good breakfast.
Iron Skillet.
I take it back though. The best. You want the best. One of the best pancakes you ever eat.
I like pancakes.
Really good pancakes. For those of you who like pancakes, is Carol's.
Yeah.
Carol's actually has really good food. It's over there by the Tyler Mall.
I never up early enough for breakfast.
No, I make my own breakfast or I get fast food breakfast. The fast food breakfast tastes better than fucking going to get breakfast somewhere else.
Yeah, well, like again, depends. Yeah, my McGriddles
are good.
McGriddles are good. That's fucking like 1,000 calories.
You know what I miss about
and
school?
It's so tiny, though. It's so tiny. It's like, that's your fucking calorie intake.
I get full from
it. Yeah. For a day.
I get full from it, though. You know what I mean?
I don't.
You know what I miss? You know what I miss at high school?
Yeah, that's another one. I'm a fat guy.
I miss the sausage-covered pancakes.
Oh,
those are the best.
They had that at your high school?
Yeah. We had pizza bagels. We had that. And we had French toast sticks.
My school never had breakfast. That's fucking bullshit.
Well, Mexico doesn't eat breakfast, really?
No, not really.
Everything has beans.
If they do, it's usually goat.
It's Ranchos Rancheros all around.
Yeah.
Chili Reinas.
But, my all-time favorite breakfast food has always been biscuits and gravy.
Well, yeah, but no restaurant makes good biscuits and gravy.
No, that's the thing.
You know what's funny? The best biscuit gravies come out of that fucking package. The Country Time biscuit and gravies, those are the best.
I've never had that one.
Those are the best. Those are the only ones that fucking have good biscuit and gravy.
Everything's already in the can.
You make everyone, every restaurant I've been to has horrible biscuit and gravies. The only good one I have is the one I make at home where I pour it out of the package and put water with it and some sausage, and it's good biscuit and gravy.
Yeah, no, like,
that's too much. Something like that seems too complicated for me to eat.
Are you serious?
No. A couple weekends ago, I went over to Kay's Cafe.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah,
too.
I've never been there before. I'm the biscuits and gravy.
How long
my
have you
favorite.
Been here?
Let's go. Blah blah blah. I'm never up that early.
And you're excited to go to Kay's? Let's go.
I wasn't excited.
I had never been there
until then.
Their pancakes are huge. They're like this fucking.
I don't like pancakes, but so I'm thinking. Ooh, I get their... they got biscuits and gravy. I'm gonna get that, and I'm gonna get it with the two fucking sunny side up eggs on top.
I've had that.
I like it that way. I get it. Thinking, oh yeah, it's gonna be awesome. Where the fuck's the sausage? The hell?
It's not part of the meal, sir.
No,
that's biscuits and gravy.
It's the only reason
biscuits with fucking country style type gravy that you cook with a shitload of sausage. Of course, if you do it the way I do it, I also use bacon too.
No, that's gross. I did biscuit and bacon, and that's gross.
No.
That's nasty.
No, the way like Stephanie will do it too is the way we do it the same way. Actually, you use sausage and bacon.
I don't care. You do not put bacon in biscuit.
Oh yeah, that shit was. What do we make it? Hello. Although I think the only time I ever had biscuits and gravy or whatever, like, ruined my innards. No, hear me out.
Acid and gravy.
No. Hear me out.
I put vodka in my biscuits and gravy.
No, it wasn't that.
That's not a bad idea.
Stephanie was out shopping one time.
Put some Patron.
Yeah. We ain't doing a taco meal here. Come on. No, Stephanie was out shopping one day, and at the Staters, they had their fucking Jimmy Dean sausage on sale. Cool. Well, the one time they've ever had this, apparently, because she's never seen it there since, they've had habanero sausage. So she got the shit.
Wait.
That just sounds perfect.
Wait, what kind of sausage, though? This is like, you gotta be more specific with sausage.
What?
It's the Jimmy Dean sausage links that come in like 10 in a pack, and they just were habanero.
No.
She took it home.
You seem disappointed. What kind of sausage are you thinking about?
No,
there's all kinds of different.
No, there are, but
it's just
she made up the sausage. No, she cooked up the sausage, and then, of course, she made the gravy with the sausage and the sausage grease. So all that habanero flavor got into the gravy itself.
It's gross.
No, it was delicious, and you're beading sweat. You're like, oh yeah,
that's
just
gross.
Loving it. I shit you not for 10 days.
Like
you're on
off
you're,
the sweat
no for 10 days. You're on the toilet just shitting grease balls, sounding like Kenny going.
No, this is
fucking horrible.
The only thing I ever ate like that.
Oh, it's painful.
The only thing I ever
it's good,
ate
but painful.
That was painful to me was the triple X over there at fucking the Rotten Oak.
Never had it.
Maybe the Rotten Oak
is that a hamburger or something?
No, it's the bar over there on fucking.
I know the Rotten Oak is. I'm asking what the triple X is.
Oh, they do hot wings and fucking.
Oh, so it was a hot, really hot.
They do X and double X and triple X.
We should go one night.
Well, yeah, we should go.
Fuck yeah.
Live broadcast.
I'd do it. They close like
11. That's the only reason I don't go there.
Well, I just want to go shoot some pool and eat some wings.
They have one pool table and fucking that's it. I think maybe two.
I haven't been there in fucking.
I haven't been there in maybe two years.
You know, fucking bomb.
I've eaten their shit. It's hot as fuck. And yeah, when I ate that shit the next day. When it comes through my system, yeah, it fucking burns.
Oh, no, you got to eat ice cream afterwards.
Yeah, I should have thought of that.
No, you eat ice cream after you eat something hot.
I should have push pop after.
Yeah.
You put the pop in your ass there, too.
Should have some chocolate ass cream, right?
You put the stick up your ass and pull out. Let it go out with the shit.
Yeah, you want some chocolate ass cream.
That way it numbs your ass while the shit is pushing out.
No,
like a plunger.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever seen
a Flintstone push?
No. Have you ever seen that show on?
Do they make those anymore?
Have you ever seen the show on Food Network? It's called Meat and Potatoes, and pretty much the whole show is about.
No, Steve. I don't like watching food on my spare time.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
There's a bunch of guys shaving their dicks.
No, it's an actual show called Meat and Potatoes where they just showcase meat.
Cocks and fucking yeah. balls.
I don't masturbate to Food Network.
Oh, I do. I was like, oh, damn it. But, no, they had one. They went to this one place and they had this burger called a flamethrower. Watching the way they make it, when you order the flamethrower, what they do is for every burger patty, they dice up two fresh habanero peppers. Seeds and all, and they mix it into the single patty.
They had that on
it was Meat and Potatoes.
Man versus Food, I think, once too.
I don't think it was Man versus Food.
Yeah, no, they had one where they packed that shit with habaneros.
It's two habanero peppers per patty, and then they grill it and top it with a pepper jack cheese and then a grilled Ortega chili on top of that.
I don't think I can eat that.
That's too much chili. I don't care for chili.
I think I get heartburn the first bite.
I don't get heartburn. So to me, my mouth is watering. The only thing I'm thinking of is how my asshole is going to feel the next day. I would cut it down to one habanero pepper per patty personally, but oh, that goddamn looks so fucking good.
I think it'd take me like an hour to eat that burger.
Go ahead.
I need a gallon of milk with it too.
Yeah.
You throw up after that.
Yeah.
You can't drink a gallon of milk. It's impossible.
Yeah, right. Want to see me?
You can drink a gallon of milk?
I don't know. Half a gallon, probably.
Yeah. Because it's impossible to drink a gallon of milk.
It's not impossible. There's probably someone out there that can do it.
Probably something. One out of many, and after that, you would throw up.
I like milk. You cannot drink it.
Yeah.
I do it.
But the same episode, they did also showcase another place.
That one
place.
Dude Dylan tried.
Tried what?
Try to drink a gallon of milk. They have it on video.
What'd you do, Dylan?
Tosh.
Isn't that guy you know that fucking always wears pajamas?
Oh, Dylon?
Oh, Dylon. I think you're calling Dylan all the time.
His actual name is Dylan. He goes by Dylon.
It's like a black name.
Yeah, I know that.
That's like some guy.
Dude
like,
who dresses up like
a
ninja.
Survivor. It's like his name is Jason. Yeah. It's like it's Jason.
Yeah. And he wears like Ninja Turtle outfit type thing.
Yeah.
Purple shoes, green pants, purple shirt. Yeah.
When I first met him, there was a fucking. They just like, hey, check out this video of fucking Dylon. And it's a fucking video of him trying to chug a fucking gallon
of
milk.
Dude, I've got videos on my cell phone of me and Nick shooting pool balls at Dylan's nuts.
That feels crazy. Dude. It's fucking fun.
Yeah, no, we paid him just a couple bucks. He sat on the fucking pool table, legs spread.
Oh, dude.
And we're.
For some reason, I could manipulate anyone, do anything in like junior high and high school. Man, people we throw like all kinds of shit in a milk container and have some kid drink it and right. pay him money.
But like, there's a convention, a hot sauce convention.
Oh yeah,
and it's in New Mexico, I think. But they had a thing. There's an actual website you can buy all these things that from the convention, and it's pretty much a little tiny jar about like maybe 3 inches. That's what I'm doing a finger thing for them.
He's pulling out his penis about the size of my dick,
and all they have to do is get a tiny little stick, and put it in the fucking whole bowl of chili, and that fucking inflames everything.
Oh yeah!
And they had people try it, like here, try this. And they dip it in there, a tiny little drop.
Oh no! It's a convention inside. I know what you're talking about. It's actually inside, and you go to booths. It's not in Mexico.
That was New Mexico.
Is New Mexico? But I know what you're talking about. It's like Comic Con, but it's for chili.
It's a convention.
What you just said. Thank you, Eric, for
but
clarifying
they pretty much
that.
Get, like habanero or fucking.
I thought Jason said intervention.
Oh, ghost pepper.
They pretty much get habanero or ghost pepper concentrate, and pretty much grind it up until this remember, little tiny jar.
Well, the fucked up thing is ghost pepper is like the hottest pepper ever.
People ate a ghost pepper on Wild Boys. Oh. They were I forget where they were, but he took a bite of ghost pepper and he threw up all.
Well, he's lucky he didn't die.
He did it the whole
time. That shit'll kill you.
There's some stores that if you buy that
not
chili,
as bad as a ghost pepper,
they pretty much have it behind a fucking like a glass case and you have to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Before you can buy it.
Well, no, just like, okay, that flamethrower burger episode I was talking about, earlier before that, they did one on a fucking burrito. It's like their hottest burrito at this particular restaurant, and before when you order it, you have to sign a waiver first. They use like fucking 5 habaneros, 3 jalapenos, or take it to all sorts of fucking peppers in this shit. And I was watching, looking at
them.
They
put peppermint patties in there, and they put...
They do.
They put hot tamales in that bitch.
And one drop of spearmint oil.
They put big red gum in there.
The peppermint schnapp.
Some fireball gum jawbreakers. A little dash of red hot.
I was trying to show my dad those things, and he's like, that's fucking stupid. Like, you can't taste it. It's just what's there that? For the heat.
What?
Like, the idea of all those type of fucking things. Like burrito, a hot fucking
hamburger. No, you can taste it. It's not just for the
heat. Is it good, though? They're like, you can't taste. There's no flavor.
Oh, there's no flavor. There's no flavor to chili.
Your fucking tongue is dead.
No, there are a lot of chilies that have good flavors.
Flavor, there's no chili. You have to make flavor. When you make a salsa, you make the flavor. The chili doesn't make the chili. Just there for the
heat. It's just heat and packed in your fucking tongue.
It depends on how
you
do it.
You don't care about it.
It's all for heat. Chili is all for heat.
You don't care about the flavor.
The white guy trying to explain to the Mexicans about heat.
It's coming from the beaner who can't fucking stand heat. Fuck you.
We can't stand heat.
You're fucking hot the whole time at the bar.
I know.
It's hot in here.
Still hot in here.
You're sitting there playing that
cold blood.
Yeah, you're sitting there playing that Nelly song and said, it's getting hot in here, so take off all my clothes.
That's why you had the band-aid on your face.
I forgot about that. He had a little band-aid across his cheek.
That was so fucking stupid. A year ago, 2 years ago?
I don't know.
I was kind of excited.
I don't even know. I don't watch TV, so I don't know.
You gotta watch that show, Party Down.
Oh, I love that show.
That's a good show.
I've watched every
season.
They canceled. They didn't make a third season because two of the actors actually quit because they're doing something else.
Oh,
because
one's in Glee and one's in fucking Parks and Recreation.
So I was really upset.
They didn't make it no more?
The two season, that's it.
But it's in the summer. They don't fucking. They're not working.
They don't. The two season, that's it.
I follow
their Facebook and they can't. They cancel it because the two actors that did that just went. Because
one's in Glee.
Yeah.
No, she was gone already on the second season.
Which one? Oh no! She came back on
the
second season.
At the
she got married. Remember?
She got married.
That was a good episode.
And the other guy is on Parks and Recreation. The main dude is the out-of-work actor that he doesn't want to act no more.
He doesn't want to act no more, yeah.
Yeah, we're at...
Okay. So you're talking about shows that's likened to Glee. When you say Glee, I'm tuned
it's
out.
Not, it's no. Not even close to Glee. It's like one of the...
The chick that's in Glee is was
it's probably,
on the show.
It's probably
she's
one of
a very funny person.
The problem is, you say the chick that's in Glee. The moment you say Glee, I'm already zoned out.
Then why'd you care?
Because I hate Glee. That's why I'm like,
That's not the point.
Oh,
that's,
we're hour 18 time to end.
That's not even close to the point.
She's a fucking funny person.
She's awesome. I love that.
She was in 40 Year Old Virgin.
That is
yeah.
She was the boss. It was like,
she was the boss.
Remember that tall ass fucking blonde bitch?
Yeah.
Remember when I was 30 years old?
She plays the butch gym teacher in Glee.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. You lost me already. I don't care.
She was
funny
hilarious.
In this show. This show was a good ass fucking show.
I love that show.
You ruined my fucking summer because I was waiting for that.
They canceled it.
Oh, man, dude.
All right, it's canceled. And there's right, so this show.
But it's not canceled because of the bad show. It's canceled because actors left. Because
they got good jobs because of that good show.
That's yeah. Why. Hey, I like that girl, though. She was pretty hot.
The chick from Glee?
No. the chick from Party Down.
Oh, the other chick. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
She's hot.
She's been. Oh, was she naked on something?
No. Hey, she was actually in.
There's a movie she was
no,
naked
she in. Was in a movie. She was in a movie. She was in. I think it was Mean Girls. She used to be fat. She was actually one of the fat girls in. I think it was Mean Girls. Yeah, she was. She didn't know she looked like that.
I'm swear there's some.
It's
movie,
hard to see. It's hard to
some
see
movie
her.
I swear I've seen her and she's naked.
I liked her.
So if you find her, and you find the movie she's naked, send me the link at Ripton.
Because Jason really likes to see this girl naked.
At gmail.com. No, I want to remember what it was.
He wants to see her naked again.
I want to see her naked.
That's why he wants to know what it was.
Send it or contact Eric at Ripton Half on Twitter.
Send it.
Then he will send me the link and we'll be all good.
I want to see her naked.
He don't care. So, all right.
All right, you guys can swap nerdy, take crap after.
All I hear
is bean, bean, bean. I'm a dirty Mexican. That's all I hear.
And then
that sounds like a good intro. All I hear
with Steve is daba daba duba daba 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 duba daba. That's Jabba the Hutt there.
All I hear is the South of Rise Again.
And Steve, and when you do walk into the room, Steve is laying on his side like that with his hand holding it up.
Uka Chikawa solo ho ho ho.
It's fluent. It's fluent.
That's all I hear when he actually talks. I don't know how everyone else.
That's fluent right there.
All right.
Anyways, this has been ripped in half. My two beaners here. Jabba. What's their name?
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt.
Uka Chikawa ripped in half solo. Ho, 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 ho.
Thank God Steve's not Pizza the Hutt, or else he wouldn't be here anymore.
He would ate himself.
Would ate myself trapped in a limo. Otherwise, pizza's coming for you. Oh, you taste beautiful, baby.
Nom, 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 nom. Why would a robot eat pizza or pepperoni? I'm
gonna get it. I know.
That was fucking funny.
So it's been Ripped in Half. If you want to contact us, you can contact us at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com.
I never remember that. Only you remember that.
You really? It's not hard. Or just rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com.
I always fuck it up if I try to think about to say it.
I don't. And you can also get us become a fan on our Twitter account.
Please become a Twitter account so I have a reason to go on the Twitter account.
You just got
to
keep tweeting.
Yeah, tweeting?
I don't know. Jason likes twatting. I like tweeting.
Yeah. Okay, all you gotta do is keep twatting.
He likes meat beating and everything else.
And it shows up on the public feed, and then people just read it.
So twat away, Eric. Twat away. And what is our twatter?
Ripped in half
this twat. Doesn't fucking know.
I know. Why did we make him in charge of the
Let me look at my
account.
Phone real quick.
He's gotta do something.
Let me look at my
he's
phone
real quick. He's gotta do something, maybe.
I got it right here.
What's the twatter account?
Let's see. It's on my phone.
I was like, I got the
equipment. It doesn't say on my phone.
And you and I are the talent.
Oh, it's just ripped in half. Too, podbean.com.
That's the web address. That's fucking
Jason, what's the Twitter account?
Ripped in half. That's it.
It's at ripped in half.
There you go.
Ripped in half.
You can't even remember that. No, you can't remember. I can remember rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com, and you can't remember the whole Twitter account as being at ripped in half.
My phone doesn't do it.
All it is the name of the show starting, but before that, it's at.
Now I remember.
Ooh.
It's burning my brain.
He won't remember tomorrow.
No, he won't.
Because we don't have a show tomorrow. I don't have to remember it. It's already saved on my phone.
And you still don't know it. It's been saved on your phone for like 2 weeks.
It doesn't say it.
People got to
hear that.
That's
the sound
of
me beating
shit.
The microphone on my head.
Yeah, I delete that. That's
I know. People don't hear that shit.
There's no reason for that.
However you do
don't,
that.
Don't break the equipment because you're pissed off at his dumb ass.
I know. It's hard not to.
It's just expensive. Eric's not.
It's hard not to. Fucking Eric. Anyways, join us again next time.
Hopefully.
Same bat channel, same bat time.
One of us don't die by then.
The rate you're going.
The way we're going, we're all going to die soon. We got a green light on us from the fucking cartel.
Steve, the weight you're going.
The weight I'm going, fuck you.
If Steve doesn't die from a heart attack, we're all going to be killed by the cartel. Or fucking the Taliban.
Jason's confused. Don't listen to him.
We've got everybody in the world gunning for us.
Either one.
That's not funny. Let's all take a moment of silence and end the show. For Japan.
And if we do a moment of silence on this show, a gay ginger will be born.
Yeah, exactly. Remember? Every time somebody's silent, a gay ginger's born.
Anyways.
Thanks for joining us.
We do at the end of the show.
Yeah, ripped in half.
So long. Farewell to you, my friend.
I know the rest of the
words. That is the we.
I can't go to harmony. You got two more words.
I know.
Good night.
We have no souls if we fucking talk.
That's my mama.